When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A captain's log. Sun date. Sometime. I've forgotten what a day even looks like because it's so hot here in London. You walk on the street and your feet sizzle away like sausages. That's a helicopter, I think, but that's not what I mentioned. It started on day one when the sun came up, predictably, and then got warmer and warmer still. Babies evaporate into dust. The old started fighting the young.
Hey, get over here, you! No, please no, mother!
The young started fighting the old.
Swords!
Those swords, they're really glass and
swords. They're glass swords!
But one thing remains constant. The water is gone. The water is all gone. All that's left is Robinson's barley water.
Mmm, yum.
And I hate Robinson's barley water.
I mean, oh, fuck.
It's day 47 of there being sun all the fucking time. And I've started to go mad. The madness has set in. The sun madness.
No.
Sun madness, which is very distinct from the wind madness.
This is what I'm bringing
it's
up.
It's hot.
One thing to do a very similar
it's
joke.
It's so
it's
hot,
another
Patty.
Thing to do the same
need,
joke again.
I need
done
to
the
be,
wind madness.
I need to be
stop
cold.
Doing the voice. Stop doing the voice.
I need a bath.
Shut up.
But there's no
this
water.
This is awful. This is a shambles.
This is a sunny shambles.
Fuck off. Pod Shambles. This is the big
this
one.
This is it. Hello,
this
everybody.
It. Hello, episode 30.
Welcome to episode 30
episode
of Pod Shamblers.
Double 15, episode half of 60, episode 310.
Okay.
Episode tri-decade.
Someone's been doing their maths.
Episode, yes.
We made it, guys.
Oh, it's 312s minus 6. What is it, Laurie?
30.
It's episode 30.
Episode
the 30. Big 3-0. When
it's
the
when,
boys become men,
it's when the Pod
daughters
Shambles
become mothers. Not necessarily.
Wait, that's quite a jump you've made there. You
jump.
Have to be impregnated at 30.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Pod Shambles, guys. It's really great to be here.
Late age for a dog. 30. Oh, the lizards are probably
Paddy
already
shuts
dead.
Shut the fuck up right now and stop the presses. I've got some really exciting news for you.
Episode 30, exciting news.
Did you know that Tottenham Hotspur today have decided to build a new stadium, and the plans have gone through, and it looks bloody amazing.
Little Totty Hockles.
Can you ready yourself for such an event?
Let me just strap in to my bollock seat.
Bollocks are secured.
Bollocks are
it's going to be amazing. No, I saw this today, and I thought it was really exciting. Being Tottenham Hotspur's fans, as we are, devotees of the Spurs, they're going to build a 60,000-seater stadium on the
bloody
same site.
Hell.
It's going to be enormous. It's going to have... It's these crazy plans have come out whereby there's going to be a retractable pitch.
Right.
Like, the football pitch will be able to be slid, like, under the stadium, and they'll be able to bring out an artificial pitch.
What do you mean, under the stadium?
Like, under the stairs.
It's
just
on wheels.
Like, pretty much. And
it's
they'll be
on
able
wheels.
To... And
know how in artificial stadium when they're going to play NFL football, you know, gridiron.
I always said football needed more wheels.
It's almost in the other thing. But it's gonna, this place is amazing. The list of stuff that's going into it, man. Like, there's going to be like a spa and a hotel and
oh my God.
Accommodation for everybody.
What's
the
current?
Incredible.
What's the current? Like,
the current setup. What's the current? I think it's 33,500 or something. And
which
got,
is
like,
still a lot.
Like, a bingo hall and a place you can get chips.
Oh,
like,
great.
Those are the amenities at White Hart Lane right now.
That's pretty exciting.
Well, yeah.
You took me to White Hart
I
Lane.
I did. We went to see Man United play there years and years ago. Well, 2 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Very precise.
Having a new stadium is going to be fucking brilliant.
Yeah, man. It's going to be fucking
we'll
off
have
the
to
chain.
Get, you know,
we will.
You know what we should do?
What should we do?
We should get involved.
No. No.
I love,
our
no,
opinion
no,
is
no,
not to
no,
be trusted
no,
in the manufacture no. of a giant sports
what
stadium.
What do we always say? Medal in things.
Everything.
Yeah. Beyond
get
our control.
Big. Money.
Yeah, exactly. That's our motto. Everyone
that is
knows our
motto. Shambles motto number 98.
Number 18. Yeah, we say it every episode.
Okay.
So,
big plans have you got for the Tottenham Stadium?
Like, I've had a little thing.
Have you been drawing your blueprints and everything? Look at this. And your set square and your protractor. You've been busy, boy.
I have been so ready.
What is this bit here?
Okay.
Number one.
Now, this bit, this is, you know where the players enter onto the pitch?
Yeah, the tunnel.
You know normally, the tunnel. You know
yeah.
normally it's a tunnel.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, and everyone, like, they march out in little
yeah,
lines
yeah, yeah.
and they're holding children
mascots.
That aren't necessarily their own or
no.
whatever, and they all sing a song.
Don't be so sceptical about that bit.
Right?
They don't
no.
sing a song.
No, no, yeah. Well, yeah, they do. They go,
the international games.
Oh,
I forgot, sorry, yeah.
They always
open. Talking about the Christmas
with the carol. Yeah, so instead of the tunnel, right? No, there's still a tunnel,
okay.
right? The tunnel is now substantially bigger.
Okay.
okay? And each individual player, okay, and
yeah.
this right? Because you know what?
I'm
but, you know what I always
not
say?
This.
You know what I always say?
Yes.
Football games, they're not long enough. Are they?
No.
They need a bit more pomp and circumstance around
yes.
it. So, big tunnel, right?
Okay.
And chariots, yeah?
Yeah.
It, every player...
Has a chariot.
Okay.
Like it's the Hunger Games.
That represents like the
Hunger
Games. Exactly. So they have a chariot, but instead of horses, the children, they
would otherwise oh God, that's horrible.
Be holding their hands. The children,
trussed up like little horses with a bit in their mouth and a nose bag.
Everyone
and
gets their own. Yeah, exactly. Everyone gets their own individual theme tune and their own individual pack of children. There's never going to be a dearth of children who want to be on the football pitch. Like that, they are
maybe
always going to be.
Drawing a chariot.
The supply will always outstrip the demand, right?
Horse-bearing children.
Yeah, exactly. So these players, and they get 3 minutes each, all the length of the song they choose.
To do a speech.
Yeah, so how many players is that?
Bit.
There's like, how many players come onto the pitch?
22, mate.
22, but then you got the subs as well. Subs
they don't
only
come
get...
onto the pitch.
Oh, okay, fine. But like these guys, right, so that's 22, 3 minutes each.
What
You've
about
got
the ref?
An hour.
What about the ref?
The ref, no, I'll come to
okay.
that. You've got an hour where each player gets their own individual fucking celebration and all this
right.
kind of stuff, right? They can choose their own song and they have to sing along to it. So we get rid of the carols. We don't need the carols anymore. Christmas is over.
Got rid of the carols right. which you introduced.
Yeah, exactly.
Right
the carols
now.
Are gone. Forget about them,
okay?
Right, so they all get to do that. And then, right, this is where the retractable pitch comes in. Once they're all there, all the chariots are lined up, like Hungry Games,
yeah.
they're all in their individual... There's no uniforms anymore, no costumes.
They wear whatever
like
the fuck
they wear
want.
Whatever the fuck they want. They're all...
Costumes,
yeah.
uniforms, kits, mate.
Okay, that's it. Yeah, so like...
There's no elaborate costume
then,
anymore.
Dun, 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 dun. And the pitch, it retracts, right? Because that's something we're going to
yeah.
keep. Yeah.
And what's in the middle?
Instead of an NFL team underneath,
right?
No, there is an NFL team
oh,
underneath, right? And they carry out the ref, and it's like they call me Bad Boy, I'm the Killer in Black, and all this kind of stuff.
That's
yeah.
pretty good.
And he, yeah, exactly. And like, and he
he's got
out,
a hype man.
And the ref,
yo, introducing this man. He has terrorized Premier League pitches up and down the country.
Yeah, exactly.
This man is the baddest referee you ever did see. It is Graham Paul.
Yeah, and he comes out, and
so
instead of children mascots, he's got all the American football team, right, who've been flown in, especially.
In bikinis.
Yeah, in bikinis to make it more fun, right?
Yeah.
But they still have helmets.
Of course.
They count all different
safety
hats.
First.
All different hats. Safety first, of course, man. Right, he gets carried out, and he's got mascots as well, right, who are children, again, but they're dressed
the
as...
The kids of Tottenham.
Like, the Hamburglar, right? Because
that's a reference that all of our English audience love, the Hamburglar.
Everyone knows the Hamburglar.
No, the Hamburglar, I don't want to torpedo this immediately. The Hamburglar is the safe refuge of the tired American improv comic who goes, hey, I need a wacky character from our childhood. Do you guys remember the Hamburglar?
Yeah. Yeah, but the ref, he's taking it back. He's taking it back from the weak improv groups, right? he's bringing it out. Because referees, they always wear like black and white stripes, don't they?
No.
Or is that, that's
wrestling.
That's prisoners.
I thought refs used to, you know,
they
black
wear black.
White,
they wear black, black, but they also wear stripes.
They wear a colour. This is a very technical point. A colour which is distinctly different from the two teams,
like black and white.
No, like they black, don't wear black colour, and white stripes anymore. They
it's
wear
an absence
they wear
of colour,
all
Laurie.
Black, or they wear like a neon shirt and black shorts.
Right,
it's very specific.
Well, these guys, we're going back to the old ways.
Back
you
to
know,
the Footlocker uniform.
Back to the Footlocker uniform. Right. Yeah, the Footlocker uniform. That's it. And he's got all the hamburgers. The ref gets a good 15 minutes of that. So that's what that.
The hamburger.
For. That's
don't
the
know.
Tunnel. Oh, the hamburgers.
No, I don't want to know.
They're stealing all the burgers, Laurie. They're burgling. No, all the ham. Yeah, exactly. So that's what that tunnel's for. Now, can I just draw your attention?
Oh, to the
seats. Now, they don't look like
seats?
Normal seats, do they?
No, they've got several attachments.
Every seat has an eject button. Okay?
Hang on, who controls the eject button, though? Is it your own, if you want to get out of the game really
yes.
quickly?
Yes. If you need...
Abort!
If you need to... Right, okay, yeah. This is many uses, okay? If you need to, like, get up into the air for any reason, maybe you can't see very well, eject.
I thought we'd say to you, design so that everyone can see at once.
Also, celebrations, right?
Yeah.
Your team scores the goal. Instead of jumping up with, you know, Larry and Sarah,
yeah.
you fucking fly.
Okay,
you
but...
Dying.
But you're gone. That's it. Your time in the stadium is over.
No. Do you remember in...
Parachutes.
Takeshi's... Yeah, parachutes, for a start. Everyone's got them. Remember in Takeshi's Castle, when they used to have that game where you had to, like, run down the
right.
thing and you had, like, a bungee cord?
Yeah.
Your chair is bungeed. It's like
that is gonna result in frequent multi-death.
yeah, but who gives a shit?
Oh, maybe the people watching it. So don't buy your two additions are number one, draw out the beginning for ages, which every football fan
yeah.
loves.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Number two, like imminent risk of death for everyone if they want to celebrate extravagantly.
Yeah, exactly.
And okay, what's feature number three?
You know the ball.
Yeah.
Right. It's not a ball anymore.
What is it? A square.
It's a load of otters.
No.
Right. Like not glued together, but like happy to be in a group.
Gently introduced
yeah,
to
exactly.
each other,
and they've fallen asleep.
They're all
like
mates.
That. So at any point, but they're trained, of course, by you know. The ref.
Yeah, we're not idiots.
Yeah, the hamburgling ref or whatever. So the otters get fired out, and then but here's the catch, right? It introduces new trick shots, okay? Because you can still operate it as a normal ball. You
operate
know.
It? What the fuck are you talking about? It is still operated in the normal manner of a normal football.
Yeah, exactly. You still kick it, pass it, chip it, whatever, yeah? It goes over. they can still catch it. Here's the thing, right? But you can start doing trick shots where you, like, kick the ball, right, as hard as you can at, like, someone who's, like, in between... you and the goal.
Right.
Like a goalkeeper. Right? Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you kick it, and then the otters,
no.
they can choose, right?
Yeah.
So they, like the ref, they can't be from one of the countries that's playing. They have to be impartial.
Well,
otters.
You're talking about this is Tottenham. There's no country.
Oh,
involved.
Yeah, they can't be like from Tottenham, right?
That's
okay.
Not how it works.
They can't be from the country that any of the players are from, so
okay.
there's no favouritism, right? And there are more than 22 countries in the world. So even in the worst case scenario, it's still
going
to be.
You're going to find some foreign otters.
Exactly.
You have to bring in fresh otters for every team that
yeah.
plays, though.
You know, in Patagonia, they have giant otters.
Yeah, well, I've seen one, river otters.
They're fucking amazing,
yeah,
aren't
in Brazil, in the Pantanal, I
yeah.
saw them swim.
How beautiful. Anyway, right,
they're
so you
fucking
can
terrifying.
You can I can imagine. They're probably like big lions.
They're like 6 foot long.
Like that's the, yeah,
big
like,
lions.
There's
lions.
Yeah, lions. That's the word I was looking for. But you can kick the ball, right? You kick it. The otters can choose to. Is it disseminate? Is that the word I'm looking for?
I don't think it matters, mate. I don't think anyone's going to pick you out.
They,
your accuracy
yeah,
of the word you use to describe otters decoupling.
Like, decouple. They like decouple, disassemble, whatever, into like a group that goes around the keeper. And they're all running along the floor. Keeper can't catch all of
that's
them.
That's not...
But
no, how does
the
that
ball
work?
Then reforms
no.
after the otters come together because they miss each other.
Okay, right. But how do they keep up the momentum from being kicked out of the ball if they then run along the ground and then reform?
They're shaved.
Okay.
No, they're not shaved.
I'm going to stop you right now because no one is going to let you shave otters to be kicked on a football pitch. That is not happening.
But that's the... But it's
no.
Really...
No.
All right, what would you add in?
Bars to get drunk.
They're already
then,
bars.
Like maybe punching bags by every seat. So if you ever get really angry about a result, instead of you know going home and hitting your wife or being angry, you can just hit a boxing bag. Oh, Ben won! No, and hit that.
Well,
also,
right,
also,
Captain Practicality
also,
here stepping in.
Opera glasses.
Oh,
and
that's
I'll,
a great
and
idea.
I'll leave it at that. Let's not redesign the Tottenham Stadium, because I think they've got enough on their plate at the moment.
Actually, Pochettino, right, if
yeah.
you're out there, because we know he listens...
He doesn't have much control over this.
He writes in every bloody week.
Yeah, he does.
We just never talk about him.
Yeah.
He... Look, you're in charge of this decision, probably. Is that right? He's in charge,
no,
yeah.
Not
no,
at
no,
all.
It's his, your call, Pochettino.
It's definitely
but
not his
what
call.
What I'm saying is...
get these guys in. We could get butts on seats. We could.
Because God knows Tottenham need more. They got a problem with people who get into the games.
Yeah, exactly. And Tottenham's always saying, "Oh, I wish we had some architects." Right? We're them.
Okay, let's write a letter.
Yeah,
but I don't think we'll get a good response.
I'm going to fold up this enormous blueprint, put it in an envelope,
pop it down your
Tottenham
pants
on it,
and send yourself
big
to
stamp
Tottenham.
Yeah, exactly. Just chuck it in the post. See you on Tuesday. It's going to be fucking great.
Thanks, Paddy. Oh, I'm really happy with this hat I bought.
Where did you get that hat?
It's a really cool
and
hat.
Where did you get those shoes?
Actually, these are really...
I really love your gloves.
They're pretty good gloves, man. Yeah.
Where did you get those gloves?
Just at the shop.
Your pen is really ace.
Well,
I wish I had your teeth.
Hang on, my teeth.
Let me drive your car.
You definitely can't drive.
Can I keep these bees?
I didn't bring bees, those are just
I'm gonna
bees.
Live in your house.
No, you're not, because...
I'm gonna marry your wife.
Hey, man, I'm just trying to get to
and
the
then party. I'm gonna buy those shoes and gloves and your trousers and take your job and kill like half a dozen people and
hey,
then
whoa.
I'm gonna probably shit myself and I'll pretend that I'm you and I'll crash your car into a dockyard
you
and
look,
then
listen,
I
you can have that.
Thank you.
You can have it.
That's all I wanted.
It's time for some sort of adventure. Pod Shambles Adventure.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Adventure Time faces the Shamblers. Where will we be this week? It could be a cave, or a hole, or a lake, or a mountain, or a feast, or a pie, or a back alley of a Nando's. Where, oh, where could we be? It's an Adventure Time. Let us cross hill and dale, through the forest and the vale. We're flagging the Dorp and Barbasa. Let's sail on the magic train, the magic train. Adventure train, the magic train. Where will it go? Who even knows? It's adventure time.
Adventure time.
Adventure time on the Port Shambles.
Let's pick up right from where we left off.
I love to adventure.
Yes,
I've got my special adventuring pants on.
What else have you got?
Adventure support. Just in case the adventure just gets too bloody thrilling to keep everything where it needs to
be. And where did you buy that adventure support?
At the adventure shop.
Great. Let's get on with it, shall we?
No, okay. There's many more layers to that joke still, man.
Are there?
No.
Care to elaborate? Right, so you're at the... You look... You're poised to make another comment.
Get on with it, mate.
Fine, all right, I'm doing it. Okay, so you're at the door of the tavern, the lovely cock. You're at the door, and you just want to go straight in. Oliver is desperate for a drink.
What does he
point.
Want to drink again? He wants a gin.
He wants a tumbler of gin. He's an orphan. It has to be a tumbler of gin.
Why? No, but you say that like he, you know, underage children drank gin all the time.
Yeah, wasn't that a thing?
I don't think... I don't know.
Like, I was about to say in Sweeney Todd times, but then again, he wasn't real. So, but you know what I mean?
Sure. It's that on this occasion, I'll let it slide.
Yeah, okay.
Come
he
on.
Wants a tumbler of gin.
Come on.
He's at the door. He's ready.
Oliver, Mr. Fun.
Okay,
let's,
so you go.
I'm just gonna open the door really confidently and briskly. And
okay.
Walk straight in.
Okay, it's like, you know, like in every single fantasy movie when they walk into the local tavern.
Right. And everyone and all the cowboys turn around with their hats and
oh, no.
shoot someone.
Oh no, that's cowboy films. No, that's cowboys.
But then there's the horses and the cows.
Yeah, yeah, no,
they,
no, no, no. All
someone,
cowboys.
Someone gets tied to a train
no,
tracks.
This is like this is like the camera,
and the dragon the runs camera, over.
Yeah,
them.
Yeah, yeah, that would be amazing. But like the camera pans around. It's like in the band there's like a fiddle trio and all this, and there's like the guys at the end of the bar and they're all drinking and there's sort of the unruly prostitute in the corner and all this.
There's always no, that's not a thing. That's in every story. You tell there's an unruly prostitute.
Like,
that's the Jervis hallmark.
It has to be, yeah.
Story.
An unruly hooker. Yeah, and there's like a big hearth in the middle. Everyone's having a nice time. And
is there mead or mutton on the fire?
Oh, there is a dripping roast loin.
Someone
of sheep.
Got a hurdy gurdy.
Yeah, is it ring ding 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 ding? Is that how a hurdy gurdy goes?
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
Why not? Okay, yeah, there's a hurdy gurdy guy.
There's like a drone. Like you could do a drone.
It's like a dancing chimp. Like, yeah, no, there is a dancing chimp.
Oh my God.
He's key.
Of course there is.
Okay,
yeah, yeah.
So you immediately take this.
I approach the dancing chimp. No.
This is the least, like, it's welcoming, is what I'm trying to say. It's not, there's nothing suspicious about it.
There's no strider in the corner.
No, there's nothing unless like and that there's nothing that seems untoward, okay. Basically, at first glance.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's classic storytelling there, mate.
But exactly, yeah, exactly. But
or is there?
But if you were to do a perception check, you might notice a couple of things. Now, if you would hand me my lovely pouch of sex dice that I keep by the bed that double up.
What, as real dice?
Yeah, yeah, they double up as real dice.
Normal.
Yeah,
dice,
exactly.
Yeah.
Well, they have six.
Oh, they've got legs in them!
Oh, God! Yeah, so would you like to roll a perception check?
I mean, no.
If you say no to. Now, that's really stupid.
Give me
I'm going to now give you back the sex dice.
Okay, let's go.
Okay. Touch, and another one.
Why? You can't just do that to you. And another.
His, and another.
No, this.
Here are the real dice. Okay, all right, here are the real dice. Just give me a roll. Just give me a roll. Any roll. Oh, that's actually alarmingly high.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically, it's not suspicious. Like, there isn't anything actually nasty about this room or anything like that. But there are two people in particular that you pick out.
Okay.
Okay, there is a man who appears to be the landlord, who is hovering behind the bar. He's going back and forth. He's collecting glasses. Everyone
sleeves rolled up.
Everyone seems
cigar in mouth.
Yeah, loves
cowboys.
Looks absolutely lovely. Looks like he might be a valuable guy, okay, to maybe get information from.
What's his facial hair situation?
His facial hair. It's shaped sort of like, imagine like you know like badgers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like imagine if a badger had a beard.
They do. Well, have beards.
No, imagine on top of their fur they had a little.
But they have either a tufty bit on the end of their chin.
What are those? Like the pharaohs, like Nefertiti.
She's a guy, right? Nefertiti. Number one, Nefertiti was a woman.
Okay,
so
yeah,
definitely
yeah,
didn't.
Yeah,
have
not
one of
Nefertiti,
those.
But a beard. You know, the other one. Yeah, a beard. But you know they have them in
like, not. They're not given a name. They're beards.
Yeah, yeah,
it's pointy beard.
It's like a stick-like beard.
It's just a pointy beard.
It's a pointy beard. But right, okay, it's a pointy beard.
Oh, semantics of beard. Paddy and Laurie.
He looks lovely. He looks absolutely lovely. The only other person of genuine note that seems to be is a man drinking alone by the hearth. He's quite small,
like?
He's quite bedraggled, and he's clearly very drunk.
Let's leave him for a second then.
Yeah.
Let's pop up to the your bar, man.
Well, Oliver has beaten you to it. Oliver, he's perched on, he's got a children's seat at the end of the bar. A booster seat, that's exactly what I'm looking for. He's at a booster seat at the end of the bar. He's already on his third gin.
Is it got like a little tray in front of it, which he's banging a tiny knife and fork on the whole time?
He's got a little bit, I love gin and dad, or something like that.
Oh.
He's on his third gin, and these gins aren't even touching the sides, right? He's just he's walloping them back, and he's talking to one of the barmaids at the end, who is just sort of
saucy,
like, unruly prostitute type. Exactly.
So not every woman in the world is an unruly prostitute.
No. That's the same unruly prostitute as earlier. She also works.
All right, just seemed a bit close.
Just
saying. Don't interject your views about real women into the game.
Yeah.
As well.
Okay. Fine. But look. Okay. So Oliver, he's having drinks. So you approach. Right. You approach the barkeep.
Yeah.
Aye.
Why is he that? Why is he that?
Aye.
All right, pets.
Welcome to the lovely cock.
Oh.
Oh, can I? No,
no, no. He's not. He's not camp. He's.
Oh yeah. No, sorry. Because that was a very fine line there.
Aye.
He's sort of.
Aye. He's fun. He's an 80s Keith. Right, he's Keith the bartender.
Because he just said that straight away without me even asking his name.
Yeah. He's got a big name tag on that says Keith. On it. Right. Okay.
It's
the
nice
bartender.
It's nice to meet you, Keith. May I have a... Ooh, what's the local tipple? Did I know this already?
Welcome to the lovely cock.
Can I
what can I get you?
A house red, please.
Funny you should ask. The options are...
No.
Moss brew, very local, good for the soul. Or a cup of duck's blood.
Is he just like an automated menu?
He's basically a
robot. Oh, my God.
So you now have to click one of the
blood,
options.
Please.
Duck's blood?
Yes, please.
I'm afraid we're out.
Okay, well, the other one then, please.
What was the...
Moss...
Welcome to the
Moss
lovely
brew.
Cock.
Moss brew.
Moss brew. Coming right up.
Right, so there's... Ding, 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 ding. Yeah. He's gone... He's sort of turned into
this
an orphan voice as well. That's the thing. So he comes back over with the Moss brew, and it's this sort of stein. You remember those, like, German drinking steins? Those
stein.
Big ones with
yeah.
It. Yeah, 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 like, with the big
stein.
With a big lid on it.
Yeah.
And it's filled with this sort of viscous green, foaming, like, stout.
Sweet.
Almost, right. And he slings it to
you. Mate, I don't care what it looks like. Just get it down, mate.
That'll be a gold!
a gold.
A gold.
No one says a gold. It'd be like one gold piece.
Quid.
One piece of gold. No one says a gold.
A gold, okay.
That'll be one gold.
Okay, then you can have it.
Oh, right, wonderful. Well, you are now on 34 gold. Oh, remember, you got all that gold
off
the gold.
That's enough to get wham straight away.
You are totally flush at the moment, and Oliver seems to be getting free drinks. He's on his seventh drink now, but he's not drunk.
No.
Yeah, he's an orphan. Of course he's got
straight back out.
Right, okay.
I hope you enjoy it. It's very local. Let me tell you a little bit about the area.
No, come on, no. You can't do this story for me like that. I mean, like, let me move on and tell you about the baddie who lives around here.
Is there anything you'd like to know?
Again, it's way too helpful, man.
Okay, all right.
Come on, I've got a bit of imagination.
I've heard some rumours recently.
Betty for your thoughts.
Okay, yeah, so he serves you the ale and looks at you expectantly.
I'm going to ask him to tell me about the bloke who, over in the corner whose eye I caught earlier, the dishevelled pisshead.
Ah! You mean Drunk Grubbins.
Grubbins?
Drunk Grubbins. Grubbins.
Grubbins. But
Grubbins.
Okay.
He's saying it
Thank
like
you
that.
For clarifying your accent, Barkeep.
It's a sad case. He's here every night. He's Scouse. No, I'm Scouse.
Oh, my God.
He's here every night drinking by the hearth. His family left him, you see. Oh, I think left him. He might have died. I can't really tell. He's always too drunk for me to really work it out.
But hang on. If he's in here all the time, surely his being drunk right now has no bearing on what you know about his backstory, Barkeep.
I know he's always drunk. He's been drunk ever since
that wasn't clear from what you said.
Sorry, let me just reiterate the point.
Event.
He's very drunk, but he's a kind soul. You should chat to him. He's lonely.
Okay, I can tell you're trying to get rid of me already.
No, he's not.
Well, look, in lieu of that, tell me something about this town, you walking tourist information.
Funny you should ask, actually. Well, welcome to our lovely mining town.
What's this town called?
The town is called Orville.
Oh, God, that is so dreadful.
Of the ore that is the green stuff, right?
Yeah.
Right. And also, are you Keith?
Yeah, no, I understand that.
Right?
Yeah.
Orville the duck.
Yeah.
And it's the
duck's blood.
Welcome to Orville.
If you're serving duck's blood, as an aside, that's a bit dark, isn't it?
It's really dark, but not suspicious at all.
Just horrific, really.
We've been mining the ore here for 1,000 years. The moss stone, as we like to call it. Our head mayor, or the mayor...
This is like an episode of True Detective. It's just exposition
everywhere. It's called Joss Stone.
Good, okay.
Rhymes with moss stone, you see.
That's not how mayors
happen. In our little community of Orville, it's very sleepy. Most people just work for the mines.
You finished?
Yes. I'm definitely done.
I'm going to go and talk to the drunk guy. Bye.
Welcome to the lovely cop.
Okay.
Right, okay. So I
tap him patronisingly on the shoulder and say, good.
Good, okay. And he's immediately back to cleaning glasses.
Yeah. In a really robotic rhythm. Just the same movement over and over
exactly.
Again.
So did you say you wanted to go and talk to Grubbins?
Yeah, let's go talk to Grubbins.
Okay, so... All right, so as you wander over...
And the only other named person in this bar.
The only other person with a name.
Yeah.
So you wander over to Grubbins, and as you hear clamour from the bar as Oliver finishes his 16th gin.
Yeah, he's done. Can I just leave him here?
He's sort of... You remember that scene in Coyote Ugly where they all get up on the bar?
Hang on. That's not like a reference for a film that everyone's seen. That film, Coyote Ugly, the seminal 90s stripper film.
To be fair, I
watched that on a coach trip in Germany when I was too young.
Really?
I watched it too young.
Yeah, as
well. I think it's like a film that was wheeled out to be, this is a bit cool and sexy, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it was quite a distressing film about the perils
it's very
of the
upsetting.
Sex
it's,
industry.
Oh, it really is. And I mean, but like, I remember it's good, but I think that might be a slightly jaded retrospect of being
because it was so horrible. It had to be art.
It was so dreadful. It had to be art. And also, it was probably torture. The first time I ever saw a girl in a bra. Age about 9 or something like that.
Nice.
Anyway, so he's up there like Coyote Ugly. He's doing a sort of
Connie riding stripping,
and everyone's clapping along. The unruly prostitute is getting you know rambunctious.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. So, she's up to level.
Oh yeah, she really is. But right, so you head over and Drunk Grubbins. He's the only person not getting involved in the fun.
Yeah, obviously.
Okay.
He's a man with sense, so I'm drawn to him.
So what do you want to do? Do you want to?
I'm gonna lean over and say, "Can I get you a drink?
A drink, you say?"
Yes.
That sounds absolutely bloody fucking bloody fantastic.
Is this Captain Jack Sparrow now?
No. That would be a bit more suave and a bit more of the rum.
I can't tell the difference, mate.
No, this guy is a bit more groggy. He's a bit older. He's a bit horrid. He's got a lisp.
It sounds like Damon Albarn, an old Damon Albarn.
He's old Damon Albarn. Have you heard my new song, If You're Lonely, Press Play? Is that what it's called?
It is, well done.
Yeah, there you go, see, you've taught me well, Flaggett, in the short time.
Oh, this conversation is way too
meta. The Gorillaz and Blur and the other one.
And my solo project.
And my solo project,
and of course, you're going to get the musical Monkey.
Did he write a musical?
Yeah, he wrote the Jap of the Chinese story about a monkey. Did you not know that? Journey to the West.
Not the cartoon that was like, and his power was irrepressible. Did he write that?
No, not that. No, not that. Not like Pigsy. No, the one. It's based on Chinese folklore. It's this really mad project he did. Anyway, it
sounds bloody brilliant. Well done, I'm really glad you brought it up.
What's your drink, Grubbins?
Do they have any of that duck's blood left?
No, it's all gone.
Oh, that's a shame.
I wish I could try some.
I would offer a reward for some duck's blood right now. If only someone could go and find me some.
Oh, do I really have to do a side quest
right
now?
It's a fetch quest.
Oh, I hate fetch quests. You know I hate them, and there's going to be a little button on my mini-map for the whole fucking time. It's never going to go, so I'll do that fucking fetch quest, and that way I lose every time.
I'm pretty sure I saw a duck just behind the bar, so he wandered around. He shattered my drink earlier. I want him dead. I want his blood.
Let's go get that duck. I'm sure. I can kill a duck.
Okay, alright, okay. So are you going to accept the quest to go on the hunt for the duck?
Well, I think I have to, don't I? Being the multitude of options.
Well, it's a side quest. You can just turn him down if you want.
Yeah, but then he won't give me the fat loots.
Well, yeah, he probably won't give you the fat loots.
Anyway, no matter what happens, he won't give me the fat loots.
Okay, alright. Think of this as a skill challenge. Okay?
Oh, wicked.
Like in D&D. So basically, for anyone who doesn't know, a skill challenge is basically it's a series of roles that denote what's going to happen next.
This is going to be really steeped in rules.
It's going to be really steeped in rules. Okay, and generally you need to pass a certain amount of roles to pass the skill challenge,
not fail.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, all right. So as you spin around, you see like the back of some flippers run behind like a chest of drawers that's like wonkily put against the wall, and you hear rah! Like that.
Okay,
so you dart after it and grab for the feathers. Okay, can you please roll?
No, hang on, surely I've got to tell you what I'm going to do as well.
Oh, sorry,
that's what a skill challenge is about.
This is yours. Okay, so you see the feathers go. All right, go for it.
Well, I guess I'm going to grab arms of them. Drop the dice on the floor with disdain.
Okay, I'm afraid that's a two.
Okay.
So basically, you grab at nothing. Your fist hits the wall, and you just hear this thing disappears. Right, and then you look across, and one of the unruly prostitute, the only unruly prostitute, right, has suddenly there's something under her skirts. And like that. Okay, go for it. What do you want to do?
I'm going to use my charm skill.
Oh no! This is what.
Yeah, I know. If you give me the freedom, I will soar, Paddy. I will soar.
All right, okay. Hit it.
I'm going to charm her. I'm going to try and get her to lift up her skirts to give me a look in the way that only a sexy old dwarf can.
Right, okay, cool. Okay. All right, roll for it.
Show us your goods.
Okay, all right. She is instantly swayed.
She is a saucy prostitute.
She is quite saucy.
Not
she
a high target.
She goes, oh, pass my palm with silver in your mind. Right, and you don't have to give her a gold, but I'm just saying you flip her a coin, you flip her a coin, and she goes up to catch it, and then as she lifts up her skirts, a duck runs out, but also a chicken, and like a rooster.
Okay. I think I've got a pretty firm grip
and they're all running in different directions, but they're like crossing over each other and all this, and now all three of them have run behind the bar, and Keith is looking around a little bit shiftily. What do you want to do?
What do you mean he's looking a bit shifty? What, like he's picked up a duck?
Well, he might have concealed something. Duck's blood's hard to come by, remember?
Because ducks are such a rare commodity.
And Keith is going to be the guy stockpiling it.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can, use another skill.
Okay, well, listen, what I'm going to do is I'm going to try and do a magic trick for him.
Okay.
Again, a street magician trick.
A street magician trick, okay.
This one's going to be, from inside my robes, I grab three cups and two little fuzzy balls. And I also have a third fuzzy ball, which goes up one of the sleeves.
Yeah, and you're just as motley.
And I just start, don't even wait for anyone to respond. I just start waving them on the table in front of me, and lifting them up at opportunities.
Okay,
And I try to, dazzle him with my skills.
Okay, all right, roll for it.
dazzle him with my moves.
Okay, all right. Like, basically, as you're doing this, people are gathering around you in the bar, and they're starting to get really interested. And then just over the back of the bar, you see a little duck's beak. A little bill appear. Like that. And he points to one of the cups with his nose, all right? And you lift it up, and the ball isn't there. Yeah. And the duck is now angry, okay? Yeah. The duck goes... And it's like, you know when they like flip the table in like New York when
you can't
like,
flip a bar, not a duck.
Yeah, no, he like flips his feathers up and he sends the cups flying and he's making a beeline for the door. Okay?
Oh shit! Okay,
so you have to catch this duck and you have to do it quickly.
Oh, but I don't even. I've got that daily skill speed, but like, I don't
wanna... your fleet feet thing.
Yeah, but I don't.
You might not want to use that just now.
What about? Can I vault over the duck?
Shit!
Can I duck vault?
Oh my god, you can totally duck vault!
Because I know the only parameters of vault at the moment is it has to be over a creature.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
The only thing I know. Yeah. So if I can duck vault and then land between it and the door and then grab him.
Okay.
And then drink all its juicy, juicy blood.
Okay, wonderful. This is two dice for
two
this
Two dice for a vault, okay.
Okay, two dice for duck vault.
The spirit of Linford Christie guide me.
Yeah. Oh, amazing! Okay, right. You flip straight over the duck. Okay.
Oh yeah.
He panics. You are in. You are holding the door like.
Hang on. Mid vault. Can I pull a really cool pose? Can I like point at one of the ladies at the bar and go, yeah?
Ding like that. Yeah, exactly. Because you got a 6 and a 5. I'm happy with you doing that. And the unruly prostitute might give you a little discount later. Yeah. So you then land it like immaculately for a very athletic dwarf.
Like no, definitely not. With like a plume of like anime smoke.
Yeah, and like flares like flying out. Like,
suddenly my keys
sparklers around you in like 2005 like above you like spelled out in like sparklers.
Why 2005?
Because it's New Year's. Yeah, and you like you land in front of the door, right, and the duck just bumps into your legs and like in quite a comedy way the duck isn't knocked out because I don't know if you can knock
but
out
falls
a duck
on his
but it goes doink and just falls on its side and the duck is now incapacitated.
Is your feet still going?
Yeah, his feet are still paddling like, you know, when a little robot falls over.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he's like, well, congratulations, you have just passed your first skill challenge of all time. And you actually passed it with flying colours. There was only one of them that went very wrong. But
you recovered smoothly.
Right, you now have in your inventory...
One duck.
Okay. Okay, right. Take it away.
Well, bleed the duck dry, obviously.
Absolutely.
Should I just squeeze it straight into McGruggins' cup?
That's an amazing idea. Okay, so you...
Just, like, bite its head off and...
Yeah, absolutely. So you...
And, like, the cup fills up too quickly, so I'm just pulling it in his eyes.
Yeah, exactly. So McGruggins...
And then the duck...
But he's
and then, like,
so happy.
Like chickens, the duck suddenly regains consciousness of our head and starts waddling around and spraying.
This is awful.
And but everyone loves duck blood.
Loves
so
they're, like... They're cheering like that. The whole town of Orville is at your back.
Oh, my God.
As you wring out this... The last
it's like
bits
party
of duck.
Time,
and then as yeah exactly, and then just as the cherry on top, and Grubbins is so happy about this, the cherry on top, you pluck a feather and pop it in like a bit of celery in a Bloody Mary.
Yeah, like
right, okay,
I love it.
Now Grubbins, oh my, that was absolutely bloody fucking bloody brilliant. I'm so impressed with you. You see, thank you for this. I'd go to any
anytime.
He starts necking and he's like got blood all over his face and all
blood and feathers.
Like, and you'll see, as you notice, everyone is actually sort of covered in blood.
He was slightly mad looking at
her. Everyone's a little bit mental.
Duck blood.
Orville. Hiya, Keith. Like all that. So basically, he's covered in duck blood. Right? Like, he's totally covered in duck blood.
Okay,
but he goes, oh, you know, I really needed this because I'm going to tell you a very short story.
Go on, tell
it might be longer than I intended it to be because I'm quite drunk.
Come on, mate.
But basically...
Offer me up your story.
Basically, about, I don't know, I fucking 6 months ago, I don't give a shit, right? All of my family were killed. They were killed in very tragic circumstances. You see, they were in this tank, right, that was on this bridge.
Uh-oh.
And basically, apparently, like they were safe in the thing, but the bridge was destroyed by some turn of events that I don't think will ever really be explained.
No, I'm sure not.
But they were going to be fine, and then apparently there's someone was meant to go and save the tank falls in, everyone dies. I had one remaining friend.
It's a bit unfair to put the burden of saving on, you know, someone...
I suppose.
Sorry, carry on with your story, darling.
But as the prophecy foretold, someone was meant to save the tank.
Well, if the prophecy was a bit clearer, maybe someone would have saved them.
And one of my friends at the time was there, and he was going to meet me here to recount the story. He was a gnomey fellow, very short, but he never made it.
Yeah.
I don't really know what happened to him, but
I've been waiting
here ever since.
Terrible shame.
I've only heard it, so if I ever find this bastard of the bridge. That's what we call him.
Oh, he sounds
here.
Like a bastard.
Yes, he's sort of a hero of legend around here. An anti-hero of legend, if you will. We all fucking hate him. We need
That's
him.
Not what an anti-hero
we
is.
We really... Man. Yeah, whatever, mate. I'm drunk. Whatever. We really needed the bridge, right? Because the ore has to go over the bridge, okay? And if the bridge is gone, how do you transport the ore?
Can I just say for a second, this feels like not the character anymore, man. This just feels like you. This is what you've been wanting to say all this time.
This is it. So basically, long story short, thank you so much for the drink. I really needed this.
Anytime, pal. You know, I'd do anything for you.
You're a true hero. Not like this... Bastard.
No. All the way through this, by the way, I'm looking at the camera knowingly.
Yeah, exactly. Like a gym. Is it called a gym?
A gymming.
Yeah, gymming. That's exactly it.
That exact face.
And he says, but, you know, forgetting the duck's blood, I have some things for you. Basically, I used to be an adventurer. I don't want any of this shit.
And he took an arrow to the knee. Is that what it is?
Very close. No, it's not that. We're not that low.
But we could be, man.
And he reaches, like, down behind the side of the hearth, and he brings out this bottle. Well, I'm still talking drunk. I just rose. He brings out this bottle, which is, I'm going to tell you right now, liquid experience points.
Oh, wicked.
I saved them up and I never drank that. I don't need them anymore.
I really uncivilizedly just neck it in front of me.
Absolutely.
So I'll wait.
No, you have to wait. And then he says, look, I don't know if you have any need for this. And he brings out from underneath the hearth a... basically a staff. It's quite old and it's quite tattered.
But not a stick, crucially. But
it's not a stick. It's like octagonal, sort of hilt kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it's got like a small blade.
Stave.
Yeah, a stave, exactly. It's got a small blade on the end of it. Mm. And it has a little gemstone embossed into the top that is like a focus for magic.
Yeah,
stuff like that.
It's real stuff for real magic, man.
Yeah.
I built my life around this stuff, but from the look of that pretty cool shit you did with the cups, you could use something like this. And I've seen you with your shit stick and you're walking funny.
He's really drunk.
Two of you.
He's now insulting.
Now that there are two of you, I guess you could use two sticks. And he says, you have this.
Right, and he hands you both the things.
So I had to do a little Zelda.
Exactly, you've completed the fetch quest.
I'm so glad I did it. You've reignited my faith in fetch quests.
Absolutely, that's the thing. Sometimes
Thanks,
they're worth
pads.
It. When in Assassin's Creed games, they're not worth it.
Any game.
So do you want to drink? You want to drink the experience now? I guess. I know I'm not streamlined, but I just can't
think.
Probably
shouldn't save it for anything.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
No,
all right,
down it.
You drink it, and it tastes like It tastes like what I imagine. What was the nectar of the gods called in ambrosia?
Nectar.
Ambrosia's
the food.
Ambrosia's the food. The nectar of the gods. Nectar. It tastes like that.
You bloody classics, idiot.
You can feel it.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
It's sort of like it binds all of like all of your new muscles together.
Oh,
it makes
nips
you like
get
a little
really
bit.
Taut.
Yeah, exactly. Something
as if I've been like,
whoa,
yeah, exactly. Get her nips.
It reinvigorates you. For a start, it puts you back to full health.
Nice.
But the reason it puts you back to full health is because you, my friend, have just leveled up.
Oh my
yes,
fucking
motherfucker!
Tits.
You are now level 4.
What does
4.
That mean? How do we level me up?
Now, what that means is basically you get some stat boosts.
Hey,
basically.
Stat
so
boosts.
I'm going to give you right plus 2 cool guy points.
Sweet.
Cool guy points. Now you can trade them in at any time.
For what?
Whenever you need.
For the wicked wango.
Whenever you need to be cool guy. Okay. Right. So you get plus 2 cool guy points. You get plus 1 to emotional strength.
Oh.
So
that's
like,
great.
Like you're not.
So if I'm ever about to fall apart.
Yeah.
Like,
you can hold yourself
in.
Off that breakdown for another week. And you get plus 5 to your witty repartee.
Nice. God,
yeah,
I need some backup.
You're gonna need that. you're a coy magician.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
That's the thing. But the most exciting thing about this level up is that you get to choose a new skill.
Oh, wicked, okay.
And basically...
How does that work?
Well, now that you can do real magic, I think basically you've got to choose from the schools of magic that are available.
Oh, okay.
And you can then start on the path. Like, you don't... By the way, this isn't going to lock you out of any other paths, but for instance,
it's
you could choose...
Now.
Yeah, for now, you could choose something from conjuration or, like, elemental or, like, telekinesis.
I mean,
like,
hang on. Telekinesis, obviously. I want to lift shit with my mind.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, that's
I
want to
be
I'd
able to
choose.
Like flip people over, like Luke Skywalker or something.
Yeah, okay.
I want to do big magic thing, but you can't see like Isaac in Golden Sun, big hands.
Oh my god,
thing.
So cool! Oh my god, so fucking cool. Okay, yeah, telekinesis. So you're going to start
wicked.
On the path of the school of telekinesis.
Cool. What
it's the
choose?
Most basic skill, but basically, it's like this skill is kind of like it's like a force push. Okay, but don't think Jedi. Don't think like hand forward and everything goes like that.
Why?
Basically, well, because you're very low level.
Oh.
It's basically it's like a very small concentrated version of that. It's
right.
Like you know, it's like you know Matilda. Yeah, when she's like moving the bean from like one side to the other,
flicking her bean.
No, do not say that.
That is exactly what she's doing. That is literally what she's doing. If you jump to something else, my friend, that is your fault.
She's moving it. It's like basically you have to point with your fingers. Okay,
like
it's
like phone style.
Yeah, it's like pew pew guns.
Pew pew pew
pew pew pew. But you can also phone style like in a conversation.
Is that like a bit more of a longer way? I just go hey, and I hit both their nipples.
Yeah, exactly. And you have to. It can only shoot like in. Exactly the direction you're pointing.
Oh, okay.
And
but strong is it though? Is it strong enough to like trip someone over?
Yeah, it is. If you angle it directly, like if you were to hit someone like on their ankle bone,
yeah.
Right, exactly. It's quite concentrated. It's the width of a finger and it just goes dish like that and it can knock them out. But you can't like, someone can't like fire like a cannon at you and you hold your hand up and all this kind of thing.
No.
You have the platform, but you could use it in a defensive way. That's what my plan is with this first skill, if you know what I mean. So basically...
Thanks for revealing that.
No, but like, well, for instance, if someone fires an arrow at you,
yeah.
If you get a particularly high roll and you, instead of being able to
and
dodge
just
it,
ping it away.
You can go pew like that and like shoot
counter
it
shot.
Out. Yeah, you can like shoot
does
out
it have
sky.
To be, you're doing it as if it's like quick
yeah.
Draw.
Yeah,
like,
it
always,
is quick
I have to keep them
like,
holstered at all times.
Yeah, you have to holster them. Yeah, you have to holster them after using it
this
as well.
This is amazing. Like what if that. I find someone else who can do it? Do we immediately slow down and do like a spaced like...
Yeah, so we're going to call that Force of the
what
Fonz.
If,
Force of the Fonz
what
is
if,
a new skill.
What if I get someone right in the dick with it?
It would really hurt.
Like, really,
flicking
like flicking on, yeah, right on the tip.
It's like, you know, like did your brother ever used to do... Actually, you're the elder brother, so I guess probably not. But like my brother used to flick me behind the... I'm not going
to
do it to you, but flick me behind the ear.
Flick me behind the dick.
No,
he like,
didn't
know.
Me in my weird home.
Yeah.
No,
you start off by saying, did you and your brother ever do that?
No, it's like... Flick me behind the ear,
yeah.
Like on that.
Oh, part. It's beautiful.
Oh, it's so horrible.
Yeah, I'd still do that to my sister. Yeah,
that is the sort of force we're talking about.
Oh,
so that is enough to knock like an arrow out of the air if you were to hit it right dead.
Okay,
on.
But it's got to be pew.
Yeah, exactly. But that is your new skill. So congratulations on leveling up.
Thanks,
and luckily, this new stave is a level 4 item.
Oh,
so you can equip it whenever you want.
Is that how levels work?
Why not?
Okay,
is in this game. Yeah, exactly. So you now have a new staff. You can.
I'm really
not
proud.
That you have to use it.
I'd
you
like to thank
do whatever
everyone.
You want.
Oh, equip it right away.
Okay, you're equipping it right away.
I'm actually going to break this stick in half and chuck it on the floor.
Are you going to get rid of
it's
it?
It's a normal stick.
Okay.
I'm not. You're the kind of guy who keeps their first weapon in your inventory.
I totally am.
Oh, I hate
that. I put
that
it in
shit.
A storage
no.
Shed. Okay, alright, so you're going to break it in half.
No, I'm not going to. I'll leave it.
You're going to. Yeah, so you're that guy as well.
I'll keep
it just in case. You know, a little. You might have use for a stick
still
later.
Got...
What if you run into a giant dog?
Maybe I have to find another stick.
yeah, fair enough. Anyway, but wood is a valuable commodity. They have one tree, remember? Anyway,
these guys,
like,
these
different
idiots.
Things. So you and Norbert, and now Drunk Grubbins, I think you've basically ended the conversation. Like, he's now
he's
the duck's blood has gone to his head, and he's covered in blood, lying by a fire, just asleep. Okay.
Cooking slowly.
Right, now at this moment. Mm-hmm. Now, you turn back to the bar, and Oliver is still having a great time. He's done his dance, whatever. The door of the tavern is kicked open. Okay. And it's like, it swings open, and this is the moment when everyone goes quiet. Okay. Everyone,
I wish I'd done such a cool entrance.
Everyone turns to look at the door.
Yeah.
Now, eight guys in, like, rank and file,
was
like,
it guys?
Two by two.
Humans?
Right? Yeah, no, they're a mixture. You've got a couple of human guys thrown in there. You've got, like, a lady elf who's got, like, a massive bow on her back and looks fucking hardcore.
Yeah.
You've got, like, a little gnome, like, sort of, like, dodging along, but he's got, like, a squinty eye.
One eye patch.
Exactly. And there's a cyclops, and there's, like, and it's fucking rad, basically. Okay. These guys, but the thing that unites them is they're all in this sort of, like, not black, but very, like, dark, verdant green. Mm-hmm. Like, leathery.
Dark Angels Green from Warhammer.
Dark Angel Green from Warhammer. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's that, and they're wearing this armor that's kind of like, it's like hammered leather, almost.
Okay.
It's like, and it's got the...
Boiled leather.
That's exactly the word I was looking for, exactly. And they all file in, and they're all looking around, and everyone has gone quiet, because these guys are fucking... They all have hench weapons, but they're not drawn.
No,
they just come in, they all look around, right,
they
and
could
it's
use
like,
them if they wanted.
You know when guys, like, secure the area in, like, Ashford, they all kind of come
so
in,
one of them,
look
one
around.
Of them touch their ears and go, clear.
And they, yeah, exactly, they've all got little, like, magic earpieces or whatever. Yeah, it's like, okay, now, send him in.
And the ghost is cooked.
They've made, basically, like, a sort of tunnel of people, almost, going straight, say, for the bar. Like, straight to the bar, and Keith is at the end of this tunnel behind the bar, and he drops his glass, okay, like that.
Error!
In walks this, like, 6'2", smarmy, like, suave.
Oh, I know.
Very...
Has he got long blonde hair?
No.
Goatee.
I was about to say, very good looking guy. Very good. It's not me. I'm not that kind of guy.
No, oh, guys, stop it. Please, stop.
Very good looking guy. And he comes in, and he has the very similar armor to them, but it's got, like, plates on it that are, like clearly, I don't know what the fuck they are. They're, like, obsidian, kind of this, that, and the other. And he's got this, like, rapier at his side.
Ooh.
No one else has a rapier,
no,
right?
That's hardcore
and
shit.
It's like jeweled hilt, and it's all this kind of thing. And he's got this, and what you notice about it is he's got quite an odd hat. And he goes up to the bar and he goes, "Duck's blood. Neat."
Who the fuck is this guy? Is this Sawyer from Lost?
He's about, I mean, he's pretty rad, basically. And Keith goes,
I'm sorry. I don't have any duck's blood left.
Uh-oh.
I bet you've got some somewhere.
And you see Keith. His eyes just dart to the bottom of the bar.
Fuck you, Keith.
Like that. And then this dude just slaps his hand down on the bar. And he's like, "Now." And Keith, from under the bar, everyone's silent at this. And, like, everyone's looking at him. Keith pulls out this sort of almost puppet-like duck that he obviously treasures. Right.
Oh,
and
no!
He goes,
"Not Orville."
Puppet-like duck.
Right.
You.
Right. And he goes, "Do it." Like that, and
I'm actually really happy this is happening.
No,
in real life.
And everyone's like, "You are having a great time."
Orville deserves
and everyone
it.
Watches as Keith just he doesn't do it in like a humane way. You'd think that if you were killing a loved pet, you'd
really
smother
draw,
it or
really
something.
Draws
he
it
like
out.
Redraws it out. He like pulls its bill apart, and
oh
like,
my
oh, it's
God,
really
horrible. This is
horrible. And Keith is like that, and he drains this duck into this glass, and then. Just puts it in front of him, and then cool guy takes a little bottle out of his pocket, and he like drips a couple of things into the drink, and it fizzes, and then he puts it away, and then he goes toot toot and downs it. Right,
toot toot,
toot, toot. It's like a cheers
catchphrase for toot, cool guy
toot, toot.
Ever.
Yeah, exactly.
Toot fucking toot. He's not Brum. He's not a noddy, right?
Right, okay. And he downs it. And now someone has to break the silence in the bar, and it's definitely getting weird. So he turns around and he goes, "What are you all looking at?" Like that. And like almost immediately, like everyone starts up again. Like the band starts playing. Like that. And like everyone goes back to it. But there's definitely an air of, okay, do it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the cantina band kick up like that. And his troops spread out around the room, and they're in little groups, and they all sort of relax like with each other. And like, it is an easier atmosphere, but he's still stood at the bar on his own. Like, looking kind of into the distance. And Keith has gone off to, like, busy himself somewhere else. Yeah, what would you like to do?
Oh, I don't know, man. Should I approach some of his guards, maybe? That's probably a good place to start.
Yeah, go for it.
Are there any dwarven ones?
No, the closest thing is a gnome. But you don't have a good track record by gnomes. There's a cyclops, there's an elf, there are a couple of humans kicking around. There's two male humans sat near you who look just like normal.
I'll guys. Try them first, why not?
Okay, alright. So you wander on over to them, and they both look up at you, they're quite dead behind the eyes, and they both look up at you, and one of them goes, "The fuck are you looking at?"
It's John Terry.
Yeah.
What a nice surprise. Okay, hello. I'm new here. My name's Flagon. What are yours?
Fuck off.
Right.
Right. And then his mate goes, "Yeah, fuck off."
Yeah, fuck off.
Fuck off, mate.
It's like, I don't mean to be rude, my friends.
No, you're not being rude. You're being a fucking prick. Right? Fuck off.
Is this a conversation you've had?
Yeah, yeah. This is something almost exactly that has happened to me in the past.
Okay, I'm going
to
say, I'm sorry. I don't know who you or your master are, but I don't want to insult anyone.
Look, mate, if you got business dealings with the master, go and speak to him. He doesn't like people going through his underlings. Talk to the man himself.
Oh, okay, thank you.
And then they just
immediately...
Okay, yeah. You're still...
Take care now.
Yes, they're both back.
Anything else you want to tell me, just go for it.
Yeah, they're both just eyeing you up. And okay. I think they're twins,
by
the way.
I'm going to turn around 180 degrees really slowly, but keeping eye contact with them for as long as possible.
Okay, yeah.
Just to freak them out.
And they are holding your gaze.
Yeah, like, but I think I've won because I...
I think you... Like, morally, I think you're the victor.
Listen... Like, thank you for that.
Yeah.
I'd like to go speak to Yoga, please.
You like to go
I know, the Cyclops, even.
The
know,
Cyclops.
It's a one-eyed ogre in my head.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, okay. So you wander off with the guys and you hear them sort of chat, chatting as you leave.
Well, no, while they're doing that, just from, like, underneath my robes, I stick up middle finger, but so they can't see.
Oh, nice.
Just like,
oh, sick. Yeah, they don't notice at all. No, you don't even need to roll for that because you're that cool. That's what you're cool, though, for straight
I hope I don't have to trade one in for that.
So you are.
Pretty bold action.
No, you don't have to because you're like, these are carrying over for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you wander over to the Cyclops, who is sat alone, okay? And he's just looking at you with this big one eye as you come over. But he looks a lot more welcoming.
Yeah. I was like, hello. All right, mate, how are you?
Yeah.
What's your name? No.
What?
What's your name, friend? This is Dawson.
My name is Bag. my name is Bag. Bag the Cyclops.
Hey. Bag, it's really nice to meet you. How you doing, man?
Hey,
nice to meet you. And he shakes your hand, but his hand is
enormous.
It's enormous because he's giant, but it's also way too big for his body. So, hey. And he kind of goes, and he pops it down. And he's like, and his wrist is really limp.
Yeah, but he shakes so it really fast.
Hey. And he shakes it really fast, and then he goes, hey, how you doing?
I'm good, thanks, man. Hey, listen, who's your boss over there? I've not met him before. What's his name?
Oh, the boss. You can call him Heron. That's what we all call him.
Heron. Why Heron?
like herons. We just call him Heron because he's really cool.
Yeah, oh, nice. Why did you start working for him, my friend?
Well, you'd be surprised. He bounced onto the scene a little while ago. And, you know what? He pays really well. He gets his money from somewhere. I don't know where.
And what'd you do for him, if you don't mind me asking?
you know,
a little bit of this.
It might surprise you to find I probably shouldn't be telling you this, but I'm not actually very good at fighting. But I'm really big.
Yeah.
And I've got a big eye. And I scare people.
Oh, that's pretty cool, man.
He likes people to fear him.
You've
got
quite...
a lot of enemies.
Who are your enemies?
Oh.
Oh, that's a big one.
Oh, well, let me just tell you this. The last guy that crossed him, Big Tony.
Big Tony.
Big
yeah.
Tony. Let me just say.
What happened to Big Tony?
He's sleeping with the ocean right now.
Well, that's a bit.
And
weird,
the fishes. And sleeping with the fish. Sorry, that's the phrase I meant originally. But he's now dead. Basically.
Okay, yeah. Oh, thanks, Bag. No.
He's not a guy you want to double cross.
No.
But he's actually quite fun to talk to.
So, alright, if I wanted to talk to him, Bag. What's the... I really want to say hi.
My name is Bag.
Yeah, hi, Bag. I covered that, Bag. What should I say to him? Like, how can I win him over?
Win him over by matching him dwink for dwink.
Why is this a drinking contest?
It's not contest.
No, but as you know, Paddy.
Oh, yeah.
Why is this a drinking contest?
Oh, it's not a drinking contest, but it's just, it's like the mark of respect. Like, you drink what he drinks.
Yeah, but he's got duck's blood and there's no duck's blood left.
Oh, yeah, but like, you can see that he's moved on from duck's blood. I think that's his sort of, like, that's his starter.
His snifter,
he's now on some, like, pretty heavy duty whiskies that are probably made out of the blood of another bird.
Yeah.
But, like, he's now hitting the whiskies.
That's my jam.
If you drink with him, you drink with the whole world.
that's makes no sense, Bag.
You're going to be fine, little man.
Thanks, Bag.
Hey, listen. If you ever need me, call me.
Hey, you
I'm
too,
on 0199 Bag. Bag, bag, bag. 33 Cyclop.
What is that for? Like, what are those numbers
my
for?
My iPhone.
I came up with that on the fly.
Yeah, and it shows. It really shows.
Call Let's me go. Anytime.
Yeah,
bye.
Okay. Bye, bag. Bye.
Bye.
Right, he's still, go now, he's still
unlike
waving.
The last one, he's still waving as you go over.
He's lovely. I'm really glad I met him.
He was a delight.
But I've had enough.
Okay, all right.
Let's go. Listen, let's go talk to the Big Cheese. Let's go see Heron.
Yeah, Heron.
His name is. I'm just going to go over there and I'm gonna say, all right, Heron, can I buy you a drink?
Okay. A drink. All right. Yeah, I'll take a drink, but we're drinking only the finest. Can you afford it?
Is he Rick from The Walking Dead now?
You think that you're safe?
You think that you know?
You think the car?
Shit!
These walls aren't going to hold you forever. He's basically Rick. He's basically
me and Daryl. We're going to go around the front. Carol, you take
it. If I don't come back, I need you to promise me.
You're doing the nose thing as well.
Yeah, exactly. The Lori and Shane.
And the other one.
The other guy. Yeah, no, basically, I only drink the finest if you can match me drink for drink.
All right, how much would that be, my friend?
And Keith from the corner.
It's 5 gold!
Wicked.
He's Keith, really happy for
hit
some.
Hit me up, Keith. He's just like, I can imagine him holding on with pure terror.
It's only 5 gold!
It's only 5 gold!
Okay, so you order 2 of them. You're now down to 24 gold. Just keep that as a tally. And these two drinks get slung over to you.
Yeah.
Right, okay. And Keith very carefully pours them from the bottle. Whilst, like, he's looking at you. Like, Keith is giving you that eye look of someone that's going, you're playing with fire. You're going to get burnt.
You're going to... So I'm straight away just going to take the drink because I've got to match him and I just down it.
Okay,
so,
all right.
Cheers.
Cheers it.
Mm. Isn't it authentic how we're actually drinking we're while actually doing this? You had a big slug of whiskey then, my friend.
Oh, that's good. Oh, that's damn good.
He's quite sexy, isn't he?
He is quite sexy, but he's the quiet sort.
Thanks, man. Thanks for clearing that up for me.
Yeah.
Okay, what, is he just silent now? Can I...
He's silent. He's still... But you've definitely earned
I've
his respect.
I've breached the outer
like, he's
wall.
Not, he's not being upfront with you. He's now effectively sat with you at the bar.
I'm going to say, all right, I'm going to say, is your name... I hear your name's Heron. I've spoken to some of your men.
Yeah.
They seem like good... people.
Yeah, they're a good band of guys. They're a good band of guys.
I don't know. I feel a bit like I'm flirting with him. This is all okay.
It's not. He's not making it sexy.
No, but I'm making it sexy. I'm just going to really slowly undo one of my buttons. So that he doesn't notice.
Okay.
Just make me feel more at ease.
Yeah, make a little bit more at ease. Yeah, you're matching, because he's like that.
Say,
he's got shirt about
so, Heron, what do you do? What do you use for fun around here?
Well...
What'd you get up to at those weekends of yours?
Me and the boys, we travel around, I mean...
Oh, yeah?
I made my money in engineering.
Mm.
Yeah, it was a trade.
Oh, how lovely.
It was my trade.
What did you engineer, Harry?
Ah, you know...
Darling.
Transport of all kinds around this fine land. And, you know, it was a bit where the big money is, especially, you know... With the economic downturn and the recession. Now I consider myself as a bit more of an adventurer.
Oh, well, there's something I can get behind, Heron, because I'm an adventurer too. And, get this, I also adventure on an adventure train. Engineering.
Yeah, right, like, no, immediately you see him soften. And now that you've said that you're an adventurer, he's like,
oh, an adventurer, all right.
And he pours you each another drink, and I think these ones are on him.
Okay.
He pours you another drink, matches you drink, you go, I'll drink to that. And you both take a big glug.
He's an adventurer, that's so exciting. I mean, boys like us, they don't come, you know, they don't come...
Is he Pierce Serafinowicz?
Boys like us, they don't come easy.
He who loves last, loves longest.
Yeah, exactly. No, he's like,
boys like us, you don't see many of us around. The gunslingers, the rogues, the heroes of this day. So you say you go around on some kind of train.
Yeah, it's an adventure train.
An adventure train?
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's owned by... So I've got to tell him about all these lies owned by a wanking pirate? Is that how I
effectively, yeah. Like, you're making friends, yeah, okay, so tell him whatever you feel comfortable about.
It's owned by a wanking pirate, and it's staffed by a thing which is three quarters centaur and three quarters man. And he shovels coal and is irritated.
Runs on coal.
Yeah.
Magic coal.
There's a joy. I think it's magic. No, I don't really know.
Probably.
There's also a really horrible strumpet called Shelly. You're right, mate.
Oh, no, he's just getting really into it.
Oh, right, right. Just sucking up this conversation.
That sound of her. Sounds
and
fun.
There's a horticulturalist called Planetarium.
Ah, cool. One of those oddly nature
from
wizards.
Brooklyn.
Yeah, oh, a lot of those nature goblin Brooklyn bastards around at the moment, aren't they?
But yeah, it's brilliant. I'll show you sometime, mate. We could go and have a, you know, we could go back, play some Xbox, you know, have some beers.
Xbox, cool. Have you got a...
I like this. I'm making friends in the
game.
You
got Mass Effect 2? I love that game.
He's dancing now for some reason. That. Sorry, that's
also,
just me.
For the benefit of people listening, Paddy is wearing a shirt that is completely undone right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah.
Every time
I'm
he
in
dance,
character.
Yeah, it's a bit too much.
Well, that sounds great, man. You know what? It's been an absolute pleasure meeting you.
Anytime, Heron. You know, this is great. This has not been a quest at all. It's been quite fun.
I mean, hey, two old dogs like us, I'm sure we'll run into each other again. Perhaps on an adventure.
Hey, here's hoping.
Here's
Heron.
Yeah, and it's brilliant. So he then nails the rest of his drink, slams it down, he slaps you on the back really hard, and he goes, absolute pleasure. Flagon, was it?
It was Flagon, yes.
Heron. And then he turns and he goes, come on, boys. And everyone stands up and immediately they're shifty again. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He kind of whistles and they all get up and they're all walking out.
I'm going to wave bye to Bag.
And you're waving and Bag's last and he turns and he's in the door for
his... Has he got a little backpack on?
As well. Yeah, he's got a tiny backpack. Yeah. Like one of those little ones that's like a little bear.
Yeah, it's got his lunchbox in and a thermos on the
like
side.
Like a little map in case he gets like, but it's like a map of a zoo.
Yeah.
And he's got like, and he waves and he makes his little backpack wave as well. Oh. He gets the little bear. I think you're going to miss Bag.
Oh, Bag's like, awesome, man. Is he called Bag because of his bear bag?
See you again sometime.
Bye, Bag.
Bye, Bag. Yeah, exactly. Now, Bag leaves and the rest of them all leave and the doors just haven't closed. Everyone is immediately like, holy shit, that was intense. That was intense. And you're getting a couple of, like, people are cheersing you a bit and saying you handled that really well.
Tweaking my bum.
Yeah, exactly. And amidst all of these tweaks and these plats and people buying you drinks, you're feeling like a tug at your sleeve.
That fucking orphan again, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me, sir, excuse me.
Hello.
I need to talk to you, sir.
Baby
Parsons. I need to talk to you right now. I need to do it, sir.
Go ahead.
By God,
go ahead, boy, talk.
Right, okay, he grabs you by the
just
going to
slap it once.
Yeah, the
just
wrist
for
of your motley. And he slap it. and he drags you to the corner of the room. And he goes,
you should not have been talking to that man, sir.
Why? What the fuck's wrong with you? Sorry.
That man.
Swearing in front of the
child. Sorry, fine.
That man is Baron Vandersmirk, sir.
Oh, he seemed very nice.
No, that's the man that murdered my parents.
Womp, womp, womp!
I mean, to be honest,
that's the band.
Yeah.
And Oliver, he's fucking shaken
out
up.
Out of character, like, deserved it, don't care.
Right.
In character, I care a bit.
Yeah, it's your choice, but he...
That's the man who murdered my parents. He's the most evil man this side of the globe, sir. Baron Vandersmirk. You know what he is, sir?
What is he?
He's a rogue train captain, sir.
A rogue train captain?
Yes.
What does that mean?
He used to be a train captain, but he went rogue.
How can you go rogue?
He used to be one of the most
trains
famous
go along
and
rails.
Most prolific inventors of trains in the whole galaxy, sir.
Galaxy?
Yeah, it's Star Wars now, apparently. The whole galaxy, sir. But he went rogue. Went mad, some people say. And that's when he started killing orphans' parents.
No, hang on. The...
Killing, no,
that's
children.
That's by
killing,
definition.
Killing parents.
They're going to be
He started
orphans
making
parents,
orphans like
they?
There was no orphan tomorrow, sir.
That doesn't make sense, but oh no.
Yeah, holy fucking shit. He
but
is
hang
in
on,
an
if he's interested
state.
In does he want the adventure train? Is that why he's asking so many questions about it?
Just at this moment, the door bangs open again.
Oh, shit.
Flagon!
It's a wanking pirate!
Someone's stolen the train!
Oh no!
And in the distance you hear toot toot! Right? And that's where we're gonna end it today.
Shit off. Where did you get all those geese?
I'll tell ya, I'm the goose wizard. I can summon geese. I ate a load of drugs and it made me magic. I'm the goose wizard, but the geese won't die. And I can't control my powers because the geese are taking over. The geese have run amok. The geese have learned to improve.
flap, flap, flap. Flap, 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 flap. Geese.
We've almost got the end of the podcast, boys and girls, but don't worry, we've got just about... All right, mate, what's going on? What have we got here? Oh.
Look at this.
Yeah, I see that.
Look at all these.
Yeah, what are they?
This is post.
Oh, shit.
That has been building up.
Oh, man.
By the Canon input zone.
I'm so sorry.
That we have.
Forgot.
Yeah?
Is he okay?
No, he's not okay.
What happened to little post?
He's in care. Intensive fish
salmon care.
Right?
Have you been feeding him, mate? Because I haven't been feeding him.
I've been feeding him? I've been feeding him every fucking day.
Well, why are you showing me this post before?
To the hospital. Why have you... I thought he'd be fine in there. Guess which hospital you sent him to?
Which one?
The Bear Hospital, right? Oh. They've been batting him around.
Okay.
Yeah? Playing hooky.
Well, look, listen. Doesn't matter because we've got all the posts that we missed.
Yeah.
So that's fine. He'll be back later. He'll be fine. He's a salmon. He's robust.
He's in case.
Ladies and gents,
fine,
we have got a massive pile of posts to get through from the postal salmon.
At least a key. Kilo?
That's not how they measure
it's posts. It's a litre of post.
A litre of post.
A litre.
17 centigrams.
It's 2.2 pounds of post.
In today's money.
Yeah.
Well, look, let's get through. All right, here's a letter already.
Look at
all these.
Just
sent in via Twitter, via the postal salmon.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's from a young man called Mauricio Pochettino. Funny that, isn't it?
Oh, Tottenham manager.
Tottenham manager. Have you seen his Twitter handle? Look, it's at Posh Shambles, you see, because he's such a fan.
That's amazing. Know he's such a fan because he keeps
on
sending letters every fucking day. It's another.
All right, let's.
Oh, hey, can I be a friend?
Some actual questions for us.
Got some actual questions. Right, why don't you read some of them out?
Question one. Oh, this is funny enough, isn't it? Oh, funnier than life, eh?
I don't know yet.
Question one. Do you boys know any good architects? Because I've got a big project underway.
Oh, well, looks like your wish has already been granted, little Mauricio.
Too late,
age
Mauricio.
10.
Okay,
he sent it 40 years
ago.
Yeah,
yeah. Question two in the same tweet.
Yeah.
2A.
Yeah. 2A.
2A.
Okay, so
2A.
I like how this is already... There's a list element to Mauricio's.
Yeah, don't worry. Question 2A in this 140-character tweet. Whatever happened to Benoit Assoukossou? I left him just here and he's gone. Do you think he should be in the team?
Well, Mauricio, this isn't my job.
Come on, mate. You know you've got an opinion about Benoit Assoukossou.
Well, I have many opinions about Benoit Assoukossou, but you're the one meant to have been looking after him, Mauricio.
Yeah, but he's looking to us and he's such a fan. He's got the Twitter handle and everything. Obviously, our opinion means an awful lot
okay,
to him.
Well...
Yes or no?
There's a distinct possibility that you left him at QPR for a while.
That's a classic little football joke there, isn't it?
Maybe you should employ a different tactic to find him.
Okay, well then, that's some comprehensive advice.
Why don't you dial 442?
Okay.
Is that it?
That's enough, Pochettino. Question 2B. He's got more here.
Oh my
god,
so
much.
Question
2.
So many
questions. Question 2 is, and it's phrased exactly like this. I'm not paraphrasing at all. What's the name of that player what did the headbutt to the other man at the World Cup? Because, he'd be quite good at Tottenham, wouldn't he? I'd like to play
him. Zinedine Zidane, Mauricio.
Yeah.
You should know that.
Everyone knows that, Mauricio.
And also, don't try and buy him. He headbutted a guy.
He's also like 45.
I think he's dead.
And question
Mauricio.
3. Okay, here's the real meat. Question 3. Where do you two get your ideas from?
Oh, how fucking original.
That's
Mauricio
really great,
shitting
Mauricio.
Pochettino. Oh, what? Look.
No, hang on, there's an addendum here.
Good.
He says he doesn't get many... I don't get many ideas myself, because when I need some ideas about football, he writes in the 140-character
yeah,
tweet.
Yeah, still in the tweet,
still
same
going,
tweet.
All in text language.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he likes to put on a towel, he says, and parade around the house and pretend he's a Roman emperor. And that way, inspiration finds him.
Of course it does. That's... Of course.
Well, we don't do that, Mauricio. But what we do,
little Pochettino,
is we tank up on booze and drugs, and we go gallivanting around the town, staring and pointing and laughing
and
at things
just,
we find funny.
They just come to us.
It just comes to us.
It's so natural. There's no planning involved in the podcast. We're just fun guys,
Mauricio. You just can't capture that.
You know what? Keep on sending in those tweets, because one day you might be a viable option as manager. No, you are good at your job.
Great. Question. All right, there's another one here. Hang, you open this one. This one's for you.
Okay. All right. This is a This one looks... This is very well written. This is an actual letter. Okay. This is handwritten.
Yeah.
Okay. It seems to open with a quote.
Oh, that's an auspicious start.
The most difficult character in comedy is that of the fool, and he must be no simpleton that plays the part.
Well, who's that from?
Miguel de Cervantes.
Wow.
This is from Amy Schumacher. Wise words from a great mind, but do you think they are relevant?
Ooh.
I'd like to draw your attention to episodes 7, 11 and 19.
Ooh.
Bloody hell, she's done her research.
Hello.
Where you seem to employ different approaches to this technique, using it as a mantra, if you will. Which, I mean, it's Jesus Christ, mate. Do you think that in playing the part of the fool, you often change roles between the two of you? And actually, whereas it seems you are just gabbling bullshit, which I don't think is a phrase,
it's
and
mean,
also
isn't it, Amy?
Is quite offensive.
Yeah, thanks, Amy.
Thanks very much. It is actually part of a much greater constructed whole. No meek mind could have written this stuff, or if it had, it is hidden very well. Do you think this is reflected in your day-to-day life and your approach to alternative comedy, especially through the medium of audio? Something that Stuart Lee has recently said,
oh,
a medium
the
that
end,
will
transcend...
Jesus Christ, this goes...
Yeah? This What's goes the question? On.
What do you think, especially in reference to the 1700s and later the Stalinist purges?
No, Amy. No.
No
comment. Fuck off.
Here's
another letter, anyway.
Yeah, got a new one.
This is from Professor Brian Cox. Didn't know he was a fan.
Wow. Oh, fancy
that.
That's quite nice.
And he says,
I've met him. He's a dick.
What is Falcon Vendetta's perfect Sunday? Of course, a character beloved to us all.
Question.
Paddy, maybe you want to take this one.
Yeah, okay. A little birdie told me that Sir Falcon Vendetta, as of last week, of course, we all saw the ceremony, likes to begin his day as, you know, a simple person might.
Yeah.
With a cup of coffee and a smoke.
No! That's not true!
Oh, good. He's here to comment on that.
I like to drink turpentine soaked in blood, and then I like to round it off with a nice round of crack golf.
Well, funny you should say that, Falcon.
Huh?
Because I've often seen you in the studio eating your breakfast, which is...
I wasn't there doing nothing anyway. I was too busy making love.
Well, it's often two poached eggs, right?
Huh?
Two poached eggs. And I think that is really...
The only thing I've been poaching recently is hot chicks, you know what I mean? On my dirt bike, huh? I just go out there the weekend and I skew up those hills all nice-like and I get all muddy and then I pick up a couple of broads and I say, hey, do you know who I am? I'm the world's best actor named after a predatory bird. And then we make love. Do you do that, huh? 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 And then what I do is a little bit of genocide in the afternoon, followed by yoga. Okay?
And that's all.
Big guy, wise guy, dumb butt, huh?
And how would you round off that perfect Sunday of yours? Was that...
Wank!
Power wank. Power wanking.
Yeah? You got a problem with that?
I don't have a problem at all.
Big tits?
I think you're a very...
Little toes?
I'm neither of those things. I'm the opposite of those
Twinkle
things.
Colon?
How would you know about that?
I know everything about everyone's colons. No, you think I don't forget it, boy.
I think... Well, I hope that's...
Well, he's gone. He's gone.
He's left.
Like the wind. I hope, Brian Cox, that suits you very perfectly, that answer to that
question. I'm going to immediately move on to the next one,
okay.
Which is from Ben, who is...
Cheers, Ben.
At Ben.
It's amazing you've got a handle, isn't it?
He must
well
have been
done,
an early bird, if you will. He caught the worm. Twitter.
What's the fucking letter?
He says, hey... I'm a long-time listener, first-time writer. Great fun.
Great
I always love that phrase. I know you get asked this a lot, but which of you is which? I can never tell.
Well, obviously this is me.
He sounds completely different. I mean, Laurie's voice is very much from... It sounds like it's coming from within a duck's beard.
Yeah, and your voice sounds a lot like, you know, if you get like a really long bit of toffee and you really stretch it out and it whistles slightly.
Yeah.
It sounds a bit like that, but heartier.
Yeah, you're very much kind of like Mother's Ruin vocalised.
Yeah.
You're like
more of a left tit kind of voice and I'm more of a kind of slightly saggy right tit kind of voice, you know?
Yeah, I think you're sort of like if an echidna shot itself and then had to write a note, like a suicide note.
Oh, I see.
But
he's already bleeding out. Oh, no, that's really great.
Bring that up, what he would write.
Do you know what you sound like? You sound like a nun that shoved a lemon right in her eyes and is screaming to Beelzebub to please end her eye torment. That,
right.
But less funny.
You sound like a residual sense of childhood entitlement, given voice.
You sound like a miserable old cunt who's learnt that he can dance.
You sound like a vicar's bum.
You sound like a rotten salmon's dying breath.
You sound like a juggler with cancer.
You sound like cholera on legs.
You sound like a fucking prick.
You sound like a slimy ass bastard.
You sound posher than one would initially
you
think.
You sound like my life ending before my eyes.
You
as
sound
I
like
see
my the
creativity
of my existence
seep out of my arse.
Just
you
sat
utter,
there to rot
utter,
inside my
utter,
mind, and I hear you non stop, and you just
utter,
never stop. It's
utter,
just like Shabba's little fucking mate. You're just always on my fucking back.
There's a fifth letter here as well.
Yeah,
it says,
why don't you take this?
It says, when are you going to bring back the postal salmon? Right fucking now!
Obviously, who's
we're
that
doing
from?
It? Shia LaBeouf, why don't you fuck off,
oh,
Shia
why don't you go make
oh,
another shit film,
oh, why don't you
Shia?
Just, why don't you
oh.
sit in front of a camera and shout, do
oh,
something
hello,
again?
My name is Shia LaBeouf.
Oh, did you say Transformers? Oh. It wasn't as good as Even Stevens.
Anybody help me lift my suitcase oh. full of shit scripts?
Anybody got a mask I can wear to be art again?
Could you help me drag this body into a court case that will end with me not being judged?
That's enough for Shia.
Oh, God, go and just go and
right,
die in a
this
fire.
This one's for you, come on.
Okay, I'll read it out then. Fuck, marry, kill.
Oh, classic question.
Great setup.
Classic
right,
podcast.
Great. Oh, we're back in the chair.
Back in the game.
Back in the game. Okay. Jean Voyage.
Oh,
old school. I like that. Engine Room Phil.
Classic.
Everyone's
yeah.
favourite, you know. Or Mauricio Pochettino.
Oh, okay. Okay. Very contemporary
yeah,
reference.
That, I mean, that's...
Who's that from?
How weird. That is from Anonymous, brackets, a fan. But then underneath I can see it says, at Poch Shambles.
Oh, I see. I see, Pochy.
Oh, Mauricio.
Mauricio, getting a cheeky
He's
question in there.
There.
Okay, well, Snog, Marry, Avoid, obviously.
Snog, Marry, Avoid, or
kill
Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Phil.
Is it Snog, Marry, Avoid, or
kill
Fuck, Marry,
Phil.
Kill
Phil. Immediately.
Oh, but you... I don't think you'd like to see me actually in a grave.
I think, Phil, it was death would be too good to
Have
you.
Have you heard the one about the weird
Yeah,
that
already,
sky?
Already I'm feeling murderous.
Let me tell
I don't
you,
feel horny,
sing
I don't feel...
you a little
no.
song.
Okay.
Hey now, ooh yeah, I wanna be on the beach. Hey now, pass me a towel, cause ooh, my bottom's showing.
Would you fuck Jean Voyage is the question.
Oh,
or marry
no.
him?
No, I'd marry Jean Voyage. Because
yeah.
He'd take me on so many...
Because so many adventures together.
He'd take me on so many voyages.
Voyages. Adventures and high winks.
I think he'd... High winks. I think he'd be a fantastic...
Would you like to come on the no bon voyage? No.
No.
It is only a bon voyage with Jean Voyage.
Yeah, and also...
Okay,
like,
yeah.
Like,
nice honeymoon.
Yeah, there'd never be a dull moment. You'd have a great time. And
no,
I guess...
you'd fuck Poch, just... For fun.
Yeah, I don't... I mean, no offence,
Is that
Mauricio,
what he wants to get out of this?
But I don't...
Does he want a cheeky shag?
Maybe I'd rather fuck Jean Voyage. Maybe he'd be more of like a demon in the sack.
I mean, Pochettino's made for life, man.
And or, but also...
And
if,
he's got
if,
contacts with
If one of us married Pochettino, we then have quite... like, quite a control over how Tottenham operates.
Oh, yeah.
And I think if we were to answer this together, both
that
of us... Primarily you, but we would
marry
both quite
Mauricio.
Like that. So we marry Poch... Kill Phil?
Kill
I'd kind of like to know
no.
what it would be like.
To murder a three-quarter centaur, three-quarter man.
No, to have sex with one.
It's terrible. I can tell you that now.
No, but
because he'd
could,
wheeze
yeah,
everywhere.
No, but from his, you know, lovable rogue
That's
exterior.
Wheeze with an H, not
wheeze.
Pissing, by the way, just to clarify.
From his, sorry, I thought you were saying, like, wheeze.
Yeah, wheeze.
Wheeze. From his lovable exterior... I reckon in
There's
the sack,
a heart of gold.
He'd be the like, he'd be like a fucking Lothario.
Dynamite.
Maybe like, don't you think so?
No.
Whereas, but, I don't, but if you kill Jean Voyage, you might get his treasure.
Ah, the mystical hold of Guan Voyage.
Oh, I got this from the Medusa. Her head is made of snakes. And treasure. Keep him in my hole.
His voice has changed so
but
much.
But it's still so good. Well, look, I'm glad we reached an accord there.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your letters, listeners.
Yeah.
We love to receive them, and boy, do we love reading them out. Do send us more. You can tweet us at PodShambles. Anything you want to know. Any question.
Yeah. Any question.
Anything you'd like to raise.
I've got an answer.
PodShambles@gmail.com as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Email. And you can send a letter. If you just write PodShambles in blood on the envelope.
Throw it into a river.
And
play Place it in a, like a swaddling clothes
set
and
on
send
fire.
It down the Nile.
Set it on fire.
And then, yeah, exactly.
It'll get to us in Valhalla.
Or it'll start a major like religious event.
And mate, well done on 30 episodes. We did it.
Thank you
so much. We've done it. And
I feel like I've made it.
We really haven't. Let me tell you right now.
No,
our
I'm
going to
congratulate you as well.
In the
and
red.
I got you a little something.
What did you get me?
To commemorate this
Oh, is it just your ass?
You've only got
Paddy's reaching back, and what's he got for me?
It's for you.
Echinacea tincture. You know what I think about this stuff,
man. I got you
a
small bottle of echinacea tincture, so
how
you don't
fitting.
Get sick
how
like
fitting.
Your sick, sick mind already is.
We'll see you soon, shamblers.
We love you very much. Keep sending shit.
Bye.
And not shit.
Do the sound check, sound check, sound
Part
check.
Part one of the sound check goes like this.
Dum bada bum.
Part one of the sound check goes like this.
Whoops, my mother!
I'm trying to bring up the levels, but the levels are not showing, so I guess we'll have to hit this sound check.
Oy vey!
And now I'm whispering in the check.
And now I'm shouting in the check. You knew
in
it
the
first.
Check. And here I go, missing.
Whoop.
Touch me in the bottom. And it's done.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.